Well, she, and you can see more of her in the latest edition of Sports Illustrated, the swimsuit edition. Myla, good morning. And look, in the profession of modeling, I mean, this is the Daytona 500. This is the World Series. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What does it mean for someone's career?
Well, it is definitely high on a list of goals that a model would have. And what I think is most amazing about Sports Illustrated is that it really gives you a platform to grow, and they really encourage that. You have to think about all the women that have come out of this magazine and created multi-million dollar companies. Women like Kathy Ireland, Tyra Banks, Ashley Graham, you know, this is where they really got their start.
Right. Where did you do your part of the shoot? I mean, they were all over the warm part of the world, right?
Yeah, I was lucky. I was able to take part in two shoots. My bikini shoot we did in Aruba, which was gorgeous, beautiful and sunny. And then I was part of the body painting shoot, which we shot in a studio in Brooklyn.
Now, you made an interesting comment about business in the future, but you're coming into this already with some pretty good success on the business side as far as brand, right?
Sure. Yeah, I definitely have my own thing going on. I'm also an artist and a photographer, so I'm coming into this with a different perspective, for sure.
Now, you've done a self-portrait. You've also got a website, Our Stories Ourselves. This time of the year, though, when this thing comes out, in the culture we're in, there's a lot of companies that hide this magazine because it can also be a bit of a starter in conversation that maybe we don't want nowadays.
Well, I would disagree. I think that the women that are featured in this issue and the women that run the issue are very intelligent, very empowered women, and that is something I would definitely want to talk about.
So talk about it. Why in this Me Too and in this culture we have? I mean, look, there are a lot of, I got to tell you, a lot of offices, they're not going to have this thing out anymore because, you know, you got your kids sitting there looking at an SI and mom and dad sitting there with them. They don't want to see that.
I think that women, regardless of what they're wearing or what they're doing, deserve to be respected. And this is really a job, you know, and I think women deserve respect regardless. And I can understand why an office would not have a magazine with women in bikinis in it on the coffee table. But I think in a home or anywhere else, it's fine to discuss.
What are you doing at your website, Our Stories Ourselves?
Well, that website we were working with during the inauguration last year. And it was a place where women could respond to prompts and tell their own stories. We wanted to create a platform for women to use their own voices and feel like they were being heard.
About what?
Different social issues, about how they feel about their body, about how they feel about the public interpretation of them.
Which, I mean, again, I'm going back to my previous question. I mean, body shaming and all that's going on, that's a part of this debate every year when the swimsuit edition comes out. I mean, and you touched on this with the work on the website. So you have to be sensitive about it, I would think.
Yeah, and I think one thing that I love about Sports Illustrated is that there is an enormous push in the magazine to include women of different shapes, different sizes, different builds. I mean, there's athletes, there's women that range from like a size 2 to a size 16, 18, and that's great to see. That's something that we've been pushing for in this industry for many years.
Well, congratulations to you in your industry. As I say, it's the Daytona 500 to be in the edition of SI. All the best. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much.